This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Governor Charlie Crist likes to tell Florida voters that he could have sought re-election this year and conceivably run unopposed. Instead, the popular Republican chose to seek a U.S. Senate seat, the seat that Republican Mel Martinez resigned from. Now Crist is locked in a tough primary race, trailing in the polls against a favorite of the Tea Party movement and the right wing of the GOP, Marco Rubio. He's a former speaker of the Florida House.
A few months ago, I watched Rubio campaign, and last week, I went back to Florida to interview Charlie Crist.
Look at your gorgeous home.
This was at Jim and Lori Horn's home on Fleming Island, just south of Jacksonville. Some 60 of the Horns' friends, neighbors, and fellow Republicans were on hand for a meet-and-greet with the governor.
Rob? Yeah, it's a pleasure, Rob.
Nice to meet you. Thanks for coming.
Charlie Crist is under fire for embracing not just President Obama's economic stimulus plan, but President Obama himself, literally. When the president visited Florida, Crist gave him a friendly hug, which was taken as sacrilege among those who despise the Democratic president. Watching him work a room, you get the impression that this hyper-gregarious man will hug just about anyone.
Hey, buddy.
This is the governor.
Mason.
This is my grandson.
Hi, Mason. I'm Charlie. How are you?
Can you say fine, thank you?
Crist's expressions and gestures are big, like those of a silent movie actor. He is the essence of casual, wearing jeans and a windbreaker and loafers. His full head of gray hair is perfectly coiffed, and as we shall hear, inexpensively so. In the first of three consecutive poolside talks he would give that afternoon, Crist stood in the sunshine and talked to the crowd with the ease of a game show MC.
I want to thank both Jim and Lori for opening up their beautiful home to us this afternoon on this gorgeous Florida day.
One message Charlie Crist is trying to get across in this primary campaign is that he is truly conservative.
I am a pragmatic, principled, conservative Republican.
Another Crist message? His easygoing relations with the president are not a case of bad politics, but good manners.
My mother and father, Charlie and Nancy Crist, raised me and my three sisters to do unto others. That's a pretty important rule. It's so important we call it golden. I don't agree with the guy, but that doesn't mean that I don't have to be decent to him. Reagan got it too. When he was president, he and Tip O'Neill probably didn't agree on anything. But these two Irish guys would go out and have a cold one after the end of the day. You know, we're Americans first. And we need to realize that we all got to keep together. Because the only way we're going to get through all of this stuff that we're dealing with now is by working together.
And then there's perhaps the hardest sell of all, that with the polls showing that he's lost a huge lead to Rubio and now trails him, that the campaign is just beginning, that Rubio has had a free ride until now.
I'm running against a young man who's a talented young man, and he's got a record too. Used to be Speaker of the Florida House.
Crist cites the recent news story that Rubio charged personal expenses to his GOP credit card. He plays it for political gain and for laughs.
We found out this week that he had some credit cards from the party and that he charged a $133 haircut to the Republicans on his party card. Didn't pay for it personally. You know how much I pay for a haircut? $11. I'm one of the cheapest guys you're going to meet. I'm Frugal Charlie. I can assure you of that.
I sat down with Governor Crist on Friday at the governor's mansion in Tallahassee. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you. Great to be with you, Rob.
And just first, the issue of your frugality. Your opponent takes issue with this. He cited what he calls a European junket, a $430,000 trip with an entourage of two dozen people. He says Charlie Crist is not frugal.
Oh, well, that's a shame he would feel that way. It's a trade mission to try to get jobs for my fellow Floridians and billions of dollars of investment. Governor Bush took these trade missions. I took one with him to Colombia in South America. Governor Graham did it too. Any responsible governor tries to do that to increase trade, especially if you're from a state like Florida, really the gateway to so many opportunities in terms of trade.
I want you to talk a bit about your description of yourself as a principled, pragmatic, conservative Republican with common sense. It sounds a little bit like saying, I'm a bright, warm, sunny day with a brisk a chill in the air. You're everything.
I'm not everything. No, hardly. But what I mean by that, Robert, is I am a conservative. You know, I really kind of was raised, politically at least, by former Senator Connie Mack, a real true blue conservative who really coined the phrase, less taxing, less spending, less government, more freedom.
In your primary race with Marco Rubio, what's at stake for Florida or for the country, that matter, beyond the choice of between two individuals? What's riding on the difference?
Well, I think what's riding on the difference, as it has come out in the last 2 weeks, is you want to be able to have people in public office that you can believe in. that don't merely talk the talk, but actually walk the walk. And, you know, Charlie Crist, myself, I'm the real deal. I mean, you know, I don't make this stuff up. And just, you know, I'm not a Johnny come lately or a flash in the pan or any of those kind of things. And I think people want realism. They want somebody who's genuine, who really wants to make a difference and really believes these things with every fiber in their body. And they speak from the heart. And my opponent doesn't do that, and that's regrettable. But I think in the true mold of a Ronald Reagan, they want somebody who's genuine, who's honest, who's straightforward, who's sincere, gives them straight talk, and really talks about pragmatic conservatism.
In what way does your opponent not speak from the heart, or is not straight?
Well, what I mean by that is that I think the true test of character, and one way to find out what somebody's character is to give them power. Now, as governor of the fourth largest state, I have a lot of authority. As speaker of the Florida House, my opponent was the third most powerful politician in the state. And when he was given power, what did he do with it? Well, he spent an awful lot of money. He spent money initially by hiring about 20 new people in his office staff, many of them at over $100,000 each. In addition to that, he spent about $400,000 or $500,000 making the dining room in the house look nice. Things that I think that when voters learn about these, they're going to be disappointed because he's portraying himself as a real fiscal conservative. But the reality is, it's not real.
I want to ask you about what kind of senator you see yourself as being, and specifically about something that you said when you were out campaigning and I was following you. You said this.
This whole race is about spending. Everybody talks about it. Everybody knows it. Spending and debt.
But the kinds of spending that states do is only a small share of what the federal government spends, non-defense discretionary spending. Can you credibly speak about cutting federal spending without saying either you can control entitlement spending, Medicare, Social Security, or in some way close the budget deficit by raising taxes?
Well, I would do the kinds of things that Ronald Reagan did. I would advocate very strongly for reducing taxes, for reining in spending.
But Ronald Reagan both reduced taxes and then increased taxes again when tax reform was passed. I mean, he did.
I'm talking about the reducing taxing part.
That's the part you would do.
Yeah, that's the part I would do. And that's the kind of senator that I would be. And I think it's important for people to know what we would do if elected to the United States Senate, and not only judge us by the words that we use, but by the actions that we've made and done. And that's where it really breaks down for my opponent, and it really becomes a reality for our campaign. I've actually reduced spending by $7 billion in my state. I've actually cut taxes and signed the largest tax cut in the history of Florida. And when my opponent was Speaker of the Florida House, his first budget he sent to me, to my desk as governor, included over $450 million in earmarks that I vetoed with my veto pen. That tells you everything you need to know.
Governor Charlie Crist of Florida, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Robert. Great to be with you.
That's Governor Charlie Crist of Florida. By the way, the Miami Herald reports that Marco Rubio's statehouse renovations did cost $400,000, but not all of that was for the new members-only dining room. And the budget with all those earmarks had been approved by both houses of the legislature and was larded up with earmarks in both houses. The Florida primary is in August.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.